From the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Chav Bet, Gemara talks about one of the Isurim of the Torah called Velifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. That we're not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. The Gemara applies this pasuk to not placing an isur in front of somebody that the item is forbidden to. For example, giving a nazir who accepts upon himself a vow not to drink wine, one would not be allowed to give him a cup of wine. The halakha says that this doesn't only apply to Jew to a Jew, but this would apply as well to a Jew to a non-Jew. For example, the Ben Noach is commanded not to eat Eved Menachai. Therefore, the Gemara said as well, it is forbidden to give a goy Eved Menachai because you are putting a stumbling block in front of a person that has this isur. Furthermore, if let's say the Nazir would be able to get the wine on his own, you're just passing it to him, but he could have accessed it anyway, so then it's not Isur de Oraita, it's not a truth from the Torah, it would be Isur de Rabbanan. Now, the application in this halakha would also be, a person should not hit his older children, because that will cause them to maybe hit back, and of course hitting one's father would be Isur, or would cause them to be disrespectful. A person knows his children. So a person knows that if he's going to react in a violent way to his child, even in the name of rebuke, in the name of chinuch, but if the child is going to have a negative reaction after a certain age, the father has to be concerned. So the Bein Ish Chai in Torah Lishma is the following question. Are you allowed to tell somebody information or talk to somebody about a subject that you know that person is going to become angry? So now you're causing the person to be bekas. Is that a problem of lifnei iver lo titen michshol? So the Bein Ish Chai says from the Gemara Kiddushin, Lamed Bet, where there was a rabbi Rav Huna. He did something, he ripped something, some silk in front of his son Rava. So the Gemara says, and then he went to see if his son got angry or not. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How can he do such a thing in front of his son? He's going to cause his son to get angry and disrespect his father. The Gemara says, no. Rav Huna was mochel him. So therefore there's no problem. So the Bein Ish Chai says, what do you mean? Even if he was mochel him, but still he's going to cause him to get angry. So you see that what? Causing somebody to get angry alone is not a problem of lifnei iver. The Gemara was only concerned about the kibud av. So therefore, a person is allowed, let's say, to tell somebody information or discuss something. Of course, his intention is not specifically to get him angry. I mean, he's telling him information or things like this that has to be clarified, even though he knows the person might get upset and angry from it. It is not a problem of lifnei iver, lo titen michshol.